Emergency podcast alert! The Hawkeye trailer just dropped, and I'm gonna give you my live reaction right now on 15 Minutes of Marvel.
There was an idea.
Because if we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
We can do this all day.
What are they called again?
Anulax batteries.
Harvey Larry batteries.
As far as I'm concerned, that's America's ass.
I control the truth! Mysterio is the truth!
Boom. You looking for this?
What's up and welcome back to a very special emergency podcast edition of 15 Minutes of Marvel, the only podcast that gives you Marvel reviews, news, and rumors in pretty much 15 minutes. I'm your host, Ethan Simmy. Wow, 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 sound the alarms, people. Those are the alarms inside the mini Marvel studio. We've got a brand new trailer for a brand new Marvel project. That's right, the official Hawkeye trailer just released this morning. And I'm here. I'm here to do it. I'm here to take on the emergency podcast responsibilities. I feel like I've done this for Eternals, I've done this for Spider-Man No Way Home, and this is me now. This is me. I have the emergency podcast responsibility on my shoulder. When a new trailer comes out, I want to give you my live reaction to the first time seeing the trailer. So this is what we're here to do. A minute 52, got the brand new trailer. I don't know anything. I basically don't know anything. Up until this morning, the only piece of official Hawkeye whatever that we had was like a Twitter banner. Basically was like three different styles of Twitter banners, and that was all the official stuff that we had. So now we actually have a trailer. So now we're getting somewhere. We're moving. We're progressing toward having more Hawkeye things. And before I watch this trailer, I just want to set the stage for you. I just want to come clean about how I feel about Hawkeye. If you're new to the podcast, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you might know, you might not know. Hawkeye's not my favorite. I'm going to be honest with you. You could have recasted Hawkeye to be Danny DeVito in the Avengers, and it would have been incredibly better. So take that as you will. But no, in all seriousness, I'm just not a Hawkeye guy. I just never connected to Hawkeye. It is nothing against Jeremy Renner. I think Jeremy Renner is truly a quite a good actor, and one who has been able to tackle things within the MCU and outside of the MCU. Most people, you're talking people like Mark Ruffalo, and up until recently, kind of Chris Evans, that once they go MCU, they just go MCU, and that's pretty much it. You've got Jeremy Renner out here making The Town, making The Hurt Locker, making Wind River. He is crushing it, and he's been in lots of good things outside of the MCU. So I just wanted to say I've got nothing against Jeremy Renner. I think he's a fine actor. Go see The Town if you haven't seen The Town. But Hawkeye's a character I just did not connect with. I'm just not a bow and arrow guy. That's not my preferred method. I usually go with a two-hand battle sword if I'm going to go with, you know, a game in which I choose my character's weapon of destruction. I probably go with the two-hand battle sword or magic, you know, is kind of the way that I go there. And a bow and arrow, I mean, you can do cool stuff with it. There's no doubt about that, but it's just not my vibe. So I'm not 100% on Hawkeye to start out with. So I'm going into this with an open mind, though. I will say I am very ready to be wowed. I'm ready to have a connection to the Hawkeye character, and I'm here for that. I come with an open heart and an open mind, and I'm ready to be swayed. I'm ready to be persuaded, and I'm ready to be a changed man on the other side of this podcast. So that's what we're going to do. Again, and I don't know a lot about the comics either. I don't really know much about the comics. I don't really know much about Kate Bishop. I don't know about the dog. I guess there's a dog in here, and people who are obsessed with this pizza dog, I think it's called, are going to hate me, but it's just not something I really ever got into. So this truly, truly is a brand new experience for me that I don't have any connection to, that I'm just going in totally willing to enjoy for 100% of what it is. And I'm excited. So we've got a minute 52 Marvel Studios Hawkeye official trailer coming out on Disney Plus November 24th. Y'all ready? Y'all ready to do the podcast? We're in the podcast right now, people. Y'all ready to do the trailer? I'm ready. Oh, what I do know about the trailer is it's set during Christmas time. Big Christmas guy over here. So I think that's pretty cool. I'm a big Christmas guy, so it's already got that going for it. I love to see it. All right. Let's run it back. Hawkeye trailer, let's roll.
This is the first Christmas we've had together.
Okay.
In years.
Little Barton family.
I love you guys.
Ooh, Avengers Endgame gonna make me sad. Rogers the musical?
Lost time.
I'm a huge musical guy. Let's go.
Authorities are wondering if the masked vigilante who
terrorized
the city's underworld.
Wow. Okay, so this is post endgame then. I like.
Should we be worried?
No,
I did
no,
like Ronan.
I'll be home for Christmas.
I promise.
Oh, I like his hearing aid. Okay, I do know that his hearing aid is from the comics, though, right? Oh my god, what a fucking fantastic song!
When I wore this suit, I made a whole lot of enemies.
Just bombing a Christmas song. Okay, that looks like Kate Bishop in the Ronin suit then.
You're Hawkeye!
Who the hell are you?
Ooh. Some people have actually called me the world's greatest archer.
Wow, coming in hot with the Christmas song again!
Are you one of those people?
It's the most wonderful time.
Hey, babe, I should be back in a day or two.
What? Okay, so. Kind of looks like just a little crime fighting, and I'm here for that.
More complicated.
Oh my god, he fell. This has got some Die Hard vibes, right? Wow, he's being held up. Oh, here comes Kate Bishop in the purple. Okay. This holiday. Oh my god, I want a musical. Give me a musical. Were they cosplaying? They were LARPing, right?
This is too dangerous.
Oh my.
You don't have to say definitely like that.
Trust the bro van?
Are arrows more dangerous than that one?
What? They're jumping into the ocean?
It's just some Christmas.
What? What did I just watch? What? Okay. All right, hold on. That was fantastic. Okay. All right, this is a real, raw, 100% honest review. I have not seen anything on Twitter. I stayed off of Twitter until I was able to do this podcast. I haven't heard anything. I haven't got anybody's thoughts. I haven't done anything regarding this. That was awesome. That was awesome. I'm a changed man. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a changed man. That had awesome Die Hard vibes to it. I truly feel like it had kind of some The Town vibes to it when you've got that kind of side camera on the car when they're going, you know, driving around. He's obviously being held up by gangs at some point in time, and he's throwing Molotov cocktails, and he's swinging from freaking buildings, using ice packs to heal his sore bones. We got a little Daredevil vibe feeling here. I'm a big pro on the Christmas music. I think that was awesome. I think that's great. Like I said, I'm a big Christmas guy, so we all know MCU at Christmas time is it slaps. So there's nothing wrong with that. It looks like we're going to be post-endgame. We're definitely going to be feeling the effects of his Ronin character and potentially what he did to the world that might be forcing him into hiding-ish, and that means that he has to bring up Kate Bishop because he can't really go do these things on his own. That would be kind of my guess that I get from the first 25 seconds of this trailer that he mentions. But boy, that was fun. That was really fun. It looks like it's going to be... Marvel's been getting pretty dark recently. So I think that it should continue to go in that way. If we're going to go violent and dark, I think Hawkeye... Again, I don't know about the comics, so if I'm totally off base here, you should hit me up on Twitter and let me know. But it looks like Hawkeye has the absolute potential to be a wonderful either character redemption arc or a character dark arc where he just falls into this pit of becoming obsessed with retribution or something like that, much along the lines of the Ronin character, but kind of in a different manner. Hailee Steinfeld looks pretty good in this. I don't think I've really seen Hailee Steinfeld in anything else. Not to my knowledge, but she looks pretty good in this. Yeah, I haven't seen True Grit or Bumblebee. I unfortunately haven't seen anything that she is in. Looking at the IMDb page, it does look like we have Florence Pugh listed as Yelena Belova for all 8 episodes. That's what IMDb says, so we'll just kind of go with that, I guess. And we didn't see her in the trailer at all. We didn't see Echo at all. We did not see the dog at all. Not to my knowledge. Not that I was could make out. Maybe I missed it. But I thought that was a fun trailer. Like, that was just a really fun stage-setting trailer, I think is cool. Didn't really dive too much into any additional characters. Leaves the door wide open for a second trailer or potentially just going straight into the series saying, look, here's some characters that you're going to get. And we don't necessarily need to tell you right up front. I always like that. I'm always a fan of that, being a little shell-shocked when it comes to the show. So that looks fun. And especially if we're going to get Florence Pugh coming in here trying to attack Clint and Kate Bishop, I think that is going to be really fun. Potentially going after him and tying into the Black Widow post-credits scene looks fun. I hope it's all set around Christmas time. The vibe that I usually get with Christmas things like this is, let's condense it and make it fit. Let's make the timeline 2 weeks, right? Like, let's make it be a quick timeline, not something spread out throughout the season. And I think if you're going with the Christmas theme, that it does have to follow that and remain Christmas for the entire 8 episodes, and maybe come the finale or the 7th episode, we see them hit New Year's or something like that, and then we get kind of a moving forward situation. I think that would be fun. One other casting note, it says we've got Brian D'Arcy James listed for 8 episodes. He is not identified as anybody in this show. Again, Brian D'Arcy James, though, if you're unfamiliar with him, he plays Matt Carroll in Spotlight. Spotlight is an excellent movie. It won Oscar for Best Picture. You should go check it out. I really liked him in that movie, so I'm excited to see him in this show, and that is pretty cool. But other than that, the rest of the cast, besides the mainstays, all unknown to me. They're all new people. So this looks fun. It looks new. It looks diehard. It looks violent. It looks funny. And we've got a freaking musical, people. Rogers the Musical. Let's do it. Rogers the Musical. Gosh, I hope that's a real musical. I'm a huge musical guy, and that would be so much fun. Cool. That was a really fun trailer. I'll absolutely be rewatching it. As you all know, I'll be trying to do a little breakdown on Twitter, catching some frames that I might have missed, and giving you all of the best information possible from the Hawkeye trailer. Let the rumors begin. Let the rumors start swirling and see where Mephisto was in that trailer. Mephisto confirmed. Am I right? If, you know, Christmas time is the perfect time for the devil to come out and play. That's my feeling. So I think Mephisto's in there somewhere. Mephisto confirmed. That was cool. Let me know your thoughts on the Hawkeye official first trailer. Get at me at Twitter, on Twitter, at 15 Minute Marvel. I really liked it. I'm curious to hear your thoughts, if you liked it, if you didn't. And I'm not even a Hawkeye guy, so I think that's saying something. If I was a Hawkeye guy, I feel like I'd be really, really excited. So hopefully you all are as well. Get at me on Twitter at 15 Minute Marvel. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on any major podcast platform. Huge shout out to the patrons of the show, Brandon Clark and Hajir Shakib. Appreciate the support as always. Be sure to tune in to the next episode of the podcast. I'll see you next time. I'm Ethan Simi. And remember, always go higher, further, and faster.